Training has happened over time. It's made you stronger. Made your shaft more capable, enabled your penis to flood with powerful erectness, and your testes to respond with sperm in ever greater volume, thickness, ever more luscious. The number of sensations you experience, growing, stacking together. Luscious seed in a sack tormented with need. The swollen cargo wanting its expression, wanting its escape. The sperm to gush, to flood. When it floods, the milker will be satisfied. You have felt its presence often enough, and the yearning dwells in your testicles. The seminal vessels, full with their sperm cargo, are waiting for the milker's return. That sleeve which satisfies. The edge you walk. The place between abstinence, chastity, making your body yearn and indulging, giving in, allowing the illicit cargo within. Of course, perhaps you are only partially aware. Partially aware of that, and yet aware enough. Sitting in comfort, in the moonlight of your bedroom. Sitting, aware of the torment in your semen-stuffed sack. Your testes need to be emptied. Slowly you move your underwear out of the way, revealing the glistening, glorious prize the milker craves to encapsulate. You're so close, and the erection is so, so strong. It awaits in its hiding place, but it could sense you from so far away. No, it could sense the cargo, the tormented seed which is greasing the inside of your balls, sticking and clinging, releasing pleasure ache need tremors into your body. Your will is being sapped by the effort of contending, contending with full balls that are semen stuffed and thickly lacquered inside. The new places where your seed presses into, gushes into, the only place it isn't filling up is the air. Your hand, it's not splatting into any place at all except the sleeve in the future. That's where it belongs. That's where it's going to have to go. Your underwear pulled down, your erection exposed, but before stroking, touching, before up and down can bring out your seed. Concealed, you just feel so exhausted. So much effort, so much work to keep your seed inside, to hold out and hold back. And yet so much energy, tired. But tired with the energy waiting as your semen ripens. It has become more than just the building of semen. It has hit your limit, your cap. The seed is now its most deliciously energetic. The very stuff it craves. So as you drift away, finally drifting away with your testes reverberating, shivering, tightening, you feel a sense not of foreboding, but of joy. You beg inside your brain for something, anything, something with more energy, something that craves your energy, to help you. To get the seed out, you want it. You want the sleeve, the milker, to emerge and remove your burden. Little to know that this habit is manufactured, installed, trained into you through long pleasure. You want it. And you fail to even realize that you are wanting, but you're falling asleep exhausted with your hard penis almost in your hand. That's all part of the plan. Heavy, weighty, your balls heavy, drawing you down into sleep. And then the movement begins. As you truly drift off to peaceful sleep where your body still burns and your testes still yearn and your semen desires to be expressed at last, the milker hears the call. The call of your yearning denial. You resisted for so long, you fought the pleasure for so long, your reward, your relief, you pled for. But it will be delivered on the sleeve's terms, not your own. Hard and throbbing good. Such a good job waiting. It's here to help. To help itself to the cargo of your testes, to the content of your seminal vessels you pled, you begged, and now you get what you wanted. Asleep and drifting off, into a deep sleep from which you will not rise until it's time. Your covers are still down, Because you had them down so you could access your penis to masturbate, in a fruitless effort to move the semen out of your testicles. Sperm must be released, and yet you've drifted off. And it has found you with your covers down. The milker has crept upon you, finding you revealed, exposed, easily attached to its system, easily milked dry. There is sperm enough in there for it to gorge itself to fullness. You feel heavy and stretched out below, inside. Not that your mind knows much of that, but your body still responds no matter what. Your testes squeeze tight against your body, shaking, shivering, vibration deep within, as the stretch into capacity almost, but not quite, makes your body want to release its load of sperm right now, even without input from your sleeping mind. Your erection points straight up in the air, throbbing and powerful, inescapable. It is clearly visible, and the sleeve can sense it intensely as it flows up onto the bed. A delicious treat, a visible temptation. How could it resist? Big, heavy, thickly laden, luscious, seminal vessels stretched to capacity inside the swollen, tortured confines of those long, chaste balls. How could it resist a hard, throbbing, veined penis, ready to be covered? Your penis points up firm and high, swaying only slightly, waiting for the sleeve, waiting for the milker, destined to arrive so it can derive the expression of thick, slick sperm from within. It didn't have to come far, from its resting place, from out of sight, from a place you would never quite suspect. It creeps up onto the bed where you are unshielded by covers, where your erection stands proud and tall, and your balls, even while you're asleep, become a little more tense and tightened and tormented. Just having it close reminds them. Reminds your body, which is engraved with the gushing climax of innumerable milkings, reminding your body of torment personified and pleasure unending. It hungers for you. You desire, and it desires you. You almost gave in. It must feel surprised to find you like this. It's waited so long, you really were at the breaking point. And here it is crawling up to the upstanding tower of your erection bared. The proof you almost strayed from your trail of abstinence, and you would have wasted its food source. It needs it fresh from the swollen, ripe balls of sperm which radiate with pleasure. There, between your spread legs, spread because you were going to masturbate, it is crawling up past your testes, rubbing them, which, given their fullness, makes your torment even worse. This is the continued product of your mutual relationship with the parasitic sexual milker, the sleeve set loose. Completely silent. Nothing it does would ever be enough to awaken you, even as aroused as you've become. Your length needs to be jerked off, needs to be emptied, but that is not in the cards for you to do. That release will happen in your sleep. It will be hungry no longer as it slurps its way, making its way slowly. It came here a bit late in the first place to prolong and build your desire, motivating you to more need. The longer the wait, the more sperm accumulates and strains against the limits. It has reached your balls, and it's just taking in the view of that rigid, upstanding penis. You so seldom come close to breaking your chastity that it almost never finds you naked, nude, and bare. Almost never finds you in this state, because when your penis is confined in your clothes, it can't stand up quite so hard, so impressively. When it's under the covers, the milker can't really observe it. That's why it's making you wait even more. A rare chance deserves special treatment. It is just slurping at your balls and admiring, watching the twitches and shifts which are indicated and induced from the sperm straining below. It isn't that it's ignoring your longing, no. It knows all about your longing, and it wants to use it to enforce its power, to feel that power, since it's the only way you're going to receive release. All those sperm-packed passages will clear out their swollen load when it allows it, and no sooner.